The Outdoorsman Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time once again for The Outdoorsman Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin continues her recovery. She's really, really doing well. The fluid has come off amazingly well in the last week or so, and she's starting to feel back to her old self. I think the medications are finally adjusted to where they're supposed to be, or pretty close. So we're just praying that she continues to regain her health and get back to better than she used to be. So I know it's been a while since she's been on the air, and she regrets it too, but she's doing her, wanted me to let you know she's doing her very best to get better, and can't wait to get back on the air. So that's where we are with the family health update. What a week, man. Well, you know, we had all that stuff go cuckoo here in the house. We had a truck blew up, and the freezer blew up. Well, the freezer's fixed. Let's see. Who was that fella? Ray Gow. Thank you, Mr. Gow, for coming out and fixing our fan and our freezer. And the air conditioner, the ductless air conditioner here that's that heats and cools this back room. Actually, we don't use the heat. We use it for the air conditioner. We use the we use our gas fireplace insert for the fire. Primary source of heat back here. The rest of the house is cooled by another system, cooled and heated by another system, but we rarely use that heater back here. But we do use the air conditioner, and it threw a caution light. So disappointed locally, quite frankly, with the folks that we tried to call to come out. But I will tell you this, my friends up at Marcool, who's a customer of mine up there in Frederick County, up near Jefferson, Marcool, M-A-R-K-O-O-L. They said, yeah, we'll come down to Easton anytime you want. We'll go anywhere. I said, okay, great. Come on down. Well, Jorge showed up yesterday or the other morning about 9 o'clock, right on time, all the way from Frederick County. He lives in Gaithersburg, up that way. So Jorge came down from Montgomery County, drove all the way down here to Easton, was here by 9 o'clock, and was gone by noon, and it's like we have a new unit. Took his time, analyzed the problem, tested everything, cleaned everything, and we're back in business with our air conditioner. So big shout out to Marcool Heating and Cooling up there in Frederick County. The owner, Chris, is a hunter. Big waterfowl hunter. His picture's been in the magazine with a bear that he took in Garrett County, and he's also the owner of M&A Outfitters. And M&A Outfitters has been around a long, long time. I hunted with M&A Outfitters when I lived here, and of the owner's name, former owner, and everybody knows this guy, but Chris Marco's a guy, so they're booking the early goose season, migratory goose season here in western Maryland, or western part of the state mostly, is where they operate out of, Frederick County. Got a lot of geese. They have some local waterfowl up there on the Potomac. And I'm just pleased as punch. I am going to hunt with them probably this year. But M&A Outfitters, you can just do a search engine and you'll find them, no question. anyway, thank you for those two folks to come out and help with everything, get us back in business here. So, you know, we had our friends from Baltimore come down for a main heating unit, replace our compressor, and that was aircraft heating and cooling. That was my buddy Fred, and he was very, very nice about it. So we're all happy with everything that happens. It's a shame we have to go across the bridge and get the service, but hey, when you're good, you're good. Bill Krim, that's the name I'm trying to think of. Bill Krim. Any of you have hunted with Bill Krim, you know he had M&A Outfitters for years, pulled off a lot of good goose hunts. We actually filmed Bill for the Big Box TV show with, let's see, what was his name? Alan Treadwell. We did a goose hunt in Carroll County that actually appeared on Bass Pro TV back when I was working for them 20 years ago. So now M&A Outfitters is still going strong, still got some great properties in Carroll and Frederick counties and beyond. And, you know, they're gearing up for the early goose season, which is great. So let me know if you need any contact information. Later this show, Aaron, I didn't want to surprise you, but I'm going to surprise you now. We have a guest calling in at the 6 a.m. hour, and that'll be Eric Zlokovich, and everybody knows Eric from Maryland DNR Fisher. He's been around a long time. He's kind of the public outreach guy. Eric Z, Z-Man, sent me an email the other day about the controversy that came about last season with perch anglers using minnows under a shad dart. And they were being threatened because the letter of law says you can't use anything but a circle hook for live bait in tidal waters. Well, they got enough complaints that they're doing some scoping on that to change the rules for the perch fishermen and make allowances for the perch fishermen to go for perch in the first couple months of the season. So we're looking forward to talking to Z-Man and hearing what's going on with that. So if you go on the DNR website, and if you want this emailed to you, just email me about J-hook information or hook information in the subject line, and I'll be glad to send you everything that you need. But Z-Man reached out to me a couple days ago, and he said, look, you've probably heard about this, and yeah, I've heard about it, and I've talked about it on the air and all that stuff. But the options on the scoping need public comment. Option one is allows anglers to use J-hooks while yellow perch fishing with various types of minnows like bull minnows, killies, mummy chogs, and so forth. Option two and three on the concepts, with the size of the bait staying under 3 or 4 inches for yellow perch bait in certain times of the year, such as February and March, that allow anglers to use J-hooks for those time periods for perch. Generally, circle hooks would still be required for live lining for striped bass with certain baits such as live spot and white perch, which are typically used for rockfish. Overall, the goal is to allow a window for yellow perch anglers to fish with J-hooks with live minnows without getting warnings or tickets. And all that, I have the links to all that if you'd like to read all that. And there's even a link there to the comment form where you can do a public comment. So I'll be glad to send that out. And Eric is coming to talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. How about that? So that's pretty cool. Maryland Hunting Quarterly went online this past week. I hope you're enjoying looking at it online. We have Doug Wigfield on the cover. The great story about Doug in there on the hunt for sick of deer. He tripled up on sick of deer this past season, once with a centerfire pistol, once with a muzzleloader pistol, or handgun of some kind, and then I think they're both on course, might be the same frame, different barrels. And then the third one, the best one, was with the crossbow, so he tripled on sick of deer stags this past year. Doug, all while undergoing treatment for cancer, and that's brought out in the story as well. So it's all about friendship. It's all about people helping people in that. So you can read that online, and I just got an email at 2:30 this morning that the printed copies are ready to be picked up. So I don't think I can pick them up today or tomorrow, but Monday morning I'll be riding my little truck up to the print shop in Dover. Print shop like it's some little place. It prints like the size. The printer's as big as this room. Big web press. They do a great job. Most of the little papers that you read around the Eastern Shore, and when you go to Ocean City, and you know, all these little handout flyers and things like that, they're all printed there. And we found them out a couple years ago, and they're great for us. And so we just like their work and continue to work with them. So good news on that front. The Maryland hunting quarter will be delivered in the first week of August, as promised. So you'll see a bunch of deer processors and taxidermists and archery shops and service industries and real estate people and everything else. So how about that? One other note that came in this week was a note from former DNR, former NRP officer, who works for or volunteers with the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center there in Graysonville. And they're having a rockfish rodeo fishing tournament and crab feast September 9th, which is a Monday. Your private boat can't get in it. You've got to go with one of their captains. And all you got to do is sign up, pay your entry fee, and you're good to go. $225 for a single angler entry. Each angler entry includes a crab feast ticket. And then when you go to the crab feast at Fisherman's, oh, there's everything. Food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. So the boats launch at 6 a.m. on Monday, September 9th. At 12:30, they return to Happy Harbor, so it's a half-day fishing trip. And then from 1:30 to 3:30 is a crab feast. It's $225 for single angler entry, and that includes the crab feast. Now, if you just want to go to the crab feast, it's $110. And all of it benefits Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center. And if you want to read about that, you can Google that. Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org is the website. They are a 30-acre farm that provides a peaceful setting to serve people of all ages with cognitive, physical, emotional, and social challenges, disabilities, and diagnosis. Talisman transforms lives by fostering personal growth, healing, and empowerment through equine-assisted services, adaptive therapeutic activities, and enriching outdoor experiences. So you go horseback riding with some very qualified people, and improve your life. And it is therapeutic, and it is real. So we're glad to help them and promote them. So that's September 9th, 2024. All boats launch from Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m. That's in Kent Narrows. And if you need more information on that, email me as well, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will send you a flyer. Good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning? Well, so am I, but while we're waiting, let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. They are ready to rock and roll with crabbing and fishing. They're ready to go for the summer. It's been hot. They've been busy. Rods, reels, live bait, minnows. They've got all the terminal tackle. They're ready for rockfish now that the season is coming back in and or has come back in. People are back out. Rocking and rolling for rockfish. They've got all the tandem rigs and the bucktails and anything you need. All the crabbing supplies, too. They've got the crab traps, the crab seasoning, the crab steamers, and the hand lines and the trot lines and the nets and the gloves and the whole outfit for crabbing. If you need a crabbing outfit, they've got it. If you need a firearm for hunting or home protection, they've got it. And particularly, they have a lot of tackle, rods and reels and line, and you name it. Clyde Sports Shop has it. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's right there in Baltimore, Maryland, the Halethorpe section. Phone number 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. The website is up and running. Clyde's Sportshop.com. Two S's in the middle. CLYDESSPORTSHOP.com. Clyde's Sportshop.com. Nice website. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's, they are cranking. They are. I mean, even in the hot weather, they're saying, look, folks still have to go outside. You still have events scheduled. You still have family reunions. You still have crab feasts. Crab prices are coming down, so it's time to think about that. Labor Day's coming up. You want to have your backyard nice. You know, you pay for landscaping, or maybe you pay some guy to come cut the grass, or maybe you cut your own grass, but you want that table and chairs to look good, don't you? Sure, everybody does. So why not stop by Backyard Village? You will see a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, even those Adirondack chairs. There's 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock, all colors, all styles, short ones, tall ones, you name it, they've got them all. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Cat Island. You'll find swing sets and storage sheds and gazebos and pergolas. I'm trying to remember. Those two things I have a hard time remembering. Greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, anything and everything for your backyard with free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger in Memphis, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And don't forget, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those evenings where you want to do a little bonfire. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville, coming from the bridge. You know what? Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, and flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
It, weapons of mass destruction. We love it. 410 WCBM 680. We are giving away some fishing tackle at the end of this month from our friend, that'd be Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. So Tim has tied up a great striped bass package for fishing the fall season for striped bass. And if you want to win that, all you got to do is give us a ring here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The rules are very simple. Go on the air with me. Well, leave your name and number with Aaron, and he'll record that. And then go on the air with me just briefly and just say, hey, I want to get in a contest or whatever you want to say about it. We're more than glad to talk to you about whatever. If you'd like to, you know, continue with a subject or something like that, we'd be glad to answer your question or talk about a subject you want to talk about. But that's it. Go on the air with me, and you're in the contest. End of the month. All the names get, he used to say, get put in a hat. I literally put all, I'd handwrite tickets, numbers on tickets, put them in a hat, shake the hat up. Sometimes Chris would draw it. Sometimes Brian would draw the number. Sometimes I'd draw the number. A number matches the name. Now we have a random generator on our, random number generator on our phone, and we use that to generate a random number, and somebody wins. Somebody's name corresponds to the winning number, and you win the package. That's how that works. Still working with, waiting to hear from our folks at, fine folks at CVA, whether or not we're going to be able to have a muzzleloader giveaway this year. I assume we will. I don't see any reason why we won't, but let's see what they have to say. That's all we can do. And right now it's time for you to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM680. Get your name in on the contest, and let's talk. Let's go. So, how was your week, Aaron? Anybody on the line yet? Nope. Well, how was your week, buddy? You doing good? I see it didn't rain here. It threatened. It looked like it. It kept calling for it, but never showed up. So we were kind of blessed that way. We didn't get to, I guess you got some pretty bad storms over your way, huh? And you got in at both times. Oh, great. Okay. Super. 410-922-6680. Look, here's the thing. Z-Man's coming on the air. And when he's on, he's going to be talking about one subject. He's going to be talking about the scoping system and how it works for J-hooks and circle hooks and that type of thing, what the regulations are now, what they're hoping to change, what the options are. So if you have a question about that particular subject, today's the day to ask that question. The deadline for that is August 13th at midnight, I believe. So do me a favor, if you are a social media person, you can look at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We've got the links there. If you don't feel like emailing me, but I'll be more than glad to send them to you at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So how about that? Just try and make it easy for you to make public comments on that. And if you visit that scoping section, there's a lot of stuff on there regarding, you name it, a lot of stuff. scoping regulations, rule changes, and things like that. So, let's see. Rob in Dundalk. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling up to enter the contest.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Appreciate
anything else? Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. I appreciate
all
it.
All right.
I'm just getting off of work. I'm off work. I'm listening to you on the way home.
I appreciate that, man. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. That's how you do it. That's how easy it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron has his information recorded, and we're ready to go. So, oh, goodness gracious. Did you get your bear permit yet? Those of you hunters who have you gotten your license? That's the thing. The license is, September 1st is the start of the hunting season. You got dove season coming in. And then the 6th is the archery deer season. And, bear permits are available. The lottery, the tickets for the lottery, the chances for the lottery, the entry for the lottery, whatever you want to call it, are available till the end of August. And then right after Labor Day, they pull all the numbers, and you go online and you check your DNR ID number to see if you've been a winner in the bear lottery. 950 permits again this year. Same situation with your sub-permittees to, there have been a lot of changes since the first few bear seasons. You don't have to call in every night and check how many bears were, to see if the bear season. It's just a six-day season, Monday through Saturday. And that's also in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you want to look that up online, too, it's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Maryland Loves Crabs is online. Big Ez Fish is online. All those at their respective websites. Each of them have social media. The biggest part of social media, though, is the that I'm involved with is Bucks, Bears, Stags. That's the official record keepers for Maryland Big Game, white-tailed deer, sick of deer, and black bears. If you go on that page, you will see a tremendous Montgomery County buck. It's the second largest typical whitetail buck that has ever been recorded in Maryland. And my goodness. Let me see if I can find that. At Bucks, Bears, Stags. I'll get you the score on that deer. There we go. All right. Yep, Corey Wise. Corey's out of Pennsylvania, Mercersburg, right across the line. I guess Mercersburg or Waynesboro, somewhere up there. But he found it in 2017. He was shed hunting. It's a 6x6 mainframe. There's a couple small non-typical tines. The gross score on this animal is 180 and 4/8, 180 and 4/8 inches with a net of 167 and 3/8. It's number two in the picked-up category for typical whitetails. Now, Corey's would have been the number one for 5 years. Had he known about our book, our record keeping. Nathan Hibsham's 2022 Garrett County find scored 175 and 3/8 gross, but netted 169 and 7/8. That is the top spot. Corey's buck is extremely impressive, 80 and 4/8 and 79 and 4/8 typical sides. His deer's typical gross is 177 and 0/8 before adding the two stickers. Without those two stickers, he would have netted 170 and 7/8, taking over the top spot. He has no idea what caused this deer's demise, but he's happy that he was the one to find it. We're thankful he reached out to us to have his animal recognized. Now, the rack, it is extremely impressive, but Corey is a big, big man. So the rack looks like an average-sized rack in his hands, but he's a big guy. Bob Newton, who scored it, measured it, he said it is absolutely a giant. So there you go, Bucks, Bears, Stags. We've been putting some nice stuff in the record book. So there's a number. Which one is this? Number 11 all time, non-typical, went in there. And what else we got? So there's some stuff in the top 20 that have been coming in recently. So if you'd like to get your animal measured, just reach out to BucksBearsStags.com. You can hit the website, hit the request a measure button if you like, or you can email us at bbs@BucksBearsStags.com. and we'll respond right away with a list of measures and requests for photos and things like that. So we will be glad to do all of that. So. Oh, coffee. That radio silence is, that you hear is me enjoying it. Couple slurps of coffee. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to take another phone call before the break, but you know, if we don't, we'll just keep rolling here. Won't we, Aaron? Yes, we will. So very interesting, you know, 2 weeks ago we got calls from where was it? New Hampshire and Michigan and Delaware. First three callers were all out of state. And we're impressed with the fact that we're reaching out across the globe. And I think the folks are hitting the website, too, and hearing the podcast. Aaron is great at keeping the podcast up to date. He flows them up to Bulldog, or down to Bulldog, or over to Bulldog in Florida. And Bulldog that puts the show in its entirety on the air. And folks can enjoy them. And that happens pretty quick, too, and we appreciate you doing that, Aaron. That's a little bit above and beyond. We just want to say thank you for that. So, yes, sir. So we got the vital links, two links here. Aaron, our call screener producer, and then Bulldog. Oh, goodness gracious. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. It was up about 3 o'clock and then couldn't get back. So, I don't know. So, anyway, I found a flyer here a minute ago. I told you, I mentioned this before. These wood stoves and inserts from a company called M-Fire. They are absolutely gorgeous. There's nothing to it. They're just plain square boxes, fire boxes, which are just elegant looking. Elegant looking. They're freestanding, and they can also be used as an insert. And they're available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, as are several other of the, you know, the names, Regency and some of the other ones. But M-Fire is really impressive to me. They've got different configurations. You can choose a firebox on top of the wood box. You can choose a firebox with a bench with a wood box underneath. You can choose a firebox with a flange around it to put it in your fireplace as an insert, or just as a freestanding on legs. They come in black charcoal and stainless steel doors, and you can choose your firebox size. That's right, 18 or 22-inch logs. So how about that? Freestanding, they're nice. So, you know, Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your heat supplier with, you know, gas fireplace inserts, electric fireplace inserts, pellet fireplace inserts, freestanding pellet and wood stoves, and any kind of supplemental or even primary heat if you have the right place, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? They are what I consider the fireplace. That's right. Backyardbillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know, we love them. We love them. They did the installation of our gas fireplace insert. They helped us with the mason to come and do the stonework on the fireplace from floor to ceiling. He installed the hearth. He installed the mantle and took everything up, did all the chimney work that needed done. They are top to bottom the best, in my own humble opinion. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. They are the best. You know, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they've got everything else. I stopped by. I was driving by there yesterday, and I looked over, and I looked how many commercial vehicles there were. There was a tractor trailer sitting there, and a dump truck, and a big trailer, big dually trailer, and some other stuff sitting there. Man, they're putting tires on everything. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor to your farm tractor, and all your farm machinery, too. If you own a trailer, an ATV, Spurry's has the tires, no question. Tire repair on-site, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service is available, and all that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for 30 years plus. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. Remember, no appointment needed for tires. Just give them a call, 410, give them a heads up, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Aaron, you want to take a call and then do the break? You want to do the break and then take calls? All right, who's up first? Chris in Rhode Island. Okay, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan, good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, doing excellent, excellent.
Good. How can we help you this morning?
Hey, I wanted to get in on that striped bass contest.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Tackle pack. Yeah.
You got it.
That sounds great. Is Tackle Box Tim doing that one, too? I didn't hear
he's
him.
Doing, yeah, he's doing that one. He does all the right. Tackle packages. Yep.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, I'd love to get in on that.
You are. You're in it.
Yeah. Great. We've been catching them up here with some sea bass and some flukes, so it's been a great summer so far.
My one of our guests and my buddy, Tom Malacheski, with the president of National Wild Turkey Federation, was fishing in Ocean City the other day and landed a 27-something-inch flounder that weighed 7 pounds something.
Wow. Nice. That's a nice fish.
Yeah. Off the bank.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Off the bank.
That counts even more right there off the bank.
That's right. That's right. No question. So absolutely. I guess there's a fluke tournament coming up here soon, and he was pre-fishing it. And, you know, I said, so what'd you do with it? Put it back for the tournament, or did you eat it? He said, that bad boy's in my freezer right now.
Right, there you go. Right. I'm sure.
So, yeah, man. So
awesome. Well, that's great. Hey, I'm sure he'll have a good up on the tournament.
Yep. So are you a Maryland transplant, Chris? I'm curious.
No, not at all. Like I said a couple weeks ago when I called, I just found your station.
Yeah.
On the web, and you know, I love fishing and outdoor stuff, so I just started listening, and they, you know, he caught me right away, so I haven't stopped. It's been probably, I don't know, maybe a year ago I found you.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Saturday morning.
Well, we're glad to hear that the World Wide Web works in Rhode Island.
It certainly does, yeah, that's one of the things that works.
All right, buddy, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you, and God bless Robin, bless her.
Thank you. Good luck out there.
All right. Take care, bud.
See you, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye, Alan.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mary in Towson. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing all right. I got a dog looking me in the face right now. He's standing on my lap and looking at me in the face.
Oh, no. He's like, pay attention to me, right?
Yeah, that's what she wants. That's for sure.
Is that one of those beautiful Bernedoodles that you all
have?
That
is a beautiful Bernedoodle. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I'm paying attention. I'm trying to get another golden doodle, but we'll see what's happening with them. It's so hard to decide, you know.
Oh, I know.
Pet, and then you wait a little bit too long, perhaps. And,
I get it.
But yeah, anyway, I'm so glad.
Robin's the researcher.
Praise God. We've been all praying for her, us other fibromyalgia ladies.
Yes.
So that is wonderful.
The fluid is coming off amazingly. She's doing great. So they finally got the right combination of doing whatever needed to be done for that. And so
thank God. I'm so grateful.
Feeling much better.
Oh, yep, praise God. That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to try for the contest again.
All right, Mary, you try.
Get my little guy out there. He's been asking me about fishing, and he just turned 10, so.
Oh, boy. That's the right age to get him out there.
Yes, before I get too old, you know, you just look at a 10-year-old and go, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, well, look.
No.
listen, let me say something. You said something more profound than you thought.
Oh.
Because at 10, you can still rescue them, okay? Mm. But they hit the video game stage.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
True.
They're gone. So get them in the outdoors. And what's the old quote? If you teach your kids to hunt, you'll never have to hunt for your kids.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I had heard that before. I can't remember. Maybe my grandmother or something.
It's an old quote. Yeah, it's very old quote, but it still maintains the truth. And once you get them outside, you know, you get them outside, and they see the sunrise and the sunset, and they see everything that's around them in nature. They'll forget about that TV screen, that computer screen.
I know. Yeah. These games are toxic. I mean, we really didn't realize. We tried to keep them away, locked away, and all of that. And it's the boys more so than the girls that just become almost addicted, Alan. I hope that you have little grandchildren. I hope that they can bypass that, because who wants to be inside when you have these
outside kids, you know.
Outdoor activities. Yeah. You know, it's just so healthy for everybody. You know, body, mind, soul.
That's right.
But so nice. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to get him. He's at that age. He is brilliant. He is just the baby. So he has older sisters, and it's just hard to keep him, you know, occupied with something else. So he got into soccer, but then it was so hot, he kept having to come inside, and they were for a little while, and so we were hotter than Texas yesterday. So I said, you guys have to come back up here to the shore. So anyway, well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and love and prayers to Robin. And
thank
and
you so much, and we will pass that on.
The best lady win, right?
That's right.
Thank you again, Alan.
She's a
May
fighter.
May the Lord bless you. I look forward to hearing the rest of your interview. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You have a wonderful day and a good
All
weekend.
Right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. I think we'll take our break and be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families.
Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Oh. He went off to Congress and served.
Any calls on the line there, Aaron? Anybody want to get in the contest? Well, I'm sure we do, and then Eric will be calling in on the hotline today. Aaron, on the hotline, Eric Z, look for that thing to light up, and we'll lock him in and have a little question and answer on the J-hooks versus circle hooks. And I don't know if that's of interest to many people, but I know there are a lot of perch fishermen out there, so let's see what happens. And we did put the link on our Facebook page, The Outdoors and Radio Show. Facebook page, and you can check that out and get the links if you want. Or you can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And I have two things to send you. I have the notice on the Rockfish Tournament coming up on Monday, September 9th, and that's to benefit the folks at the – let me get my paper here. What did I do with it? Oh, my flyer. There it is. Benefit the people at the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center there in Graysonville. Top Rockfish Wrangler gets a $1,000 prize. It's a special benefit and a chance to win $1,000. Enjoy a fun-filled fishing competition with local watermen guiding you to the best fishing spots on the Chesapeake Bay. Stay for the crab feast and afternoon food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. All that takes place on Monday, September 9th, so it's off your crowded weekend. $225 per angler for a single angler entry. And I guess you get paired up with either your own team if you want to put some guys together, or, you know, just show up and local boat will take you out fishing. No private boats are going to be involved in this. You can't come and fish off your own boat. You just head over to the restaurant, get there ready to launch at 6 a.m. from the fisherman's crab deck at 6 a.m., but do call. If you want to call, you can certainly call 443-239-9400. That's 443-239-9400. The website is Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org, talismantherapeuticriding.org. And if you do happen to see one of the local flyers, there's a QR code that you can scan and register right there it'll take you right to their website and you can register right there. So give it a shot. $225, and that includes a crab feast. That's a pretty good deal. If you just want to go to the crab feast, it's $110 per person for one single crab feast ticket, and you'll support Talisman Therapeutic Riding. And you won't go fishing for $110, but you can certainly eat some good crabs, that's for sure. All right, 410-922-6680. If you have a If you'd like to call us, we have room for another caller, one more caller, if you'd like to be the last caller of the hour. Coming up after the news at 6 o'clock, we have Eric Slokovich, Z-Man for Maryland DNR. He's the public outreach guy. He's going to talk about circle hooks versus J-hooks, particularly for perch fishing. Big controversy this spring. Guys were perch fishing with a minnow on a shad dart and getting warnings. I don't know if any citations were issued or not. But they were getting warnings because they weren't using circle hooks for perch. Give me a break. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And if you don't decide to call, well, just listen, and you'll have a great time listening to Eric. He's a pretty entertaining guy, very knowledgeable, and he'll fill you in on all the stuff that's going on. I don't think he's going to do the full hour. I think maybe 30 minutes, and then we'll take some calls to get in the fishing contest. But if you have a question about the J-hooks versus circle hooks, please feel free to give us a call on the regular number, 410-922-6680. Aaron will lock you in and link you to Eric, and he'll be able to have a three-way conversation, Eric and me and thee. How about that? Pretty wide open here. You know, we're pretty casual here. I'm sitting here in my fairly new recliner. That's the other thing. We did have the recliner guy here. Yep, from Delmarva Furniture Repair. Had a hard time finding an electric recliner guy. But he came in and diagnosed both rockers that were dead, both electric rockers. We decided to give one a peaceful burial, and the other one got fixed. So we were very happy. Didn't take much to get it fixed. We had some stuff that was jammed up underneath, and we got that one cleared out and cleaned out and on their way. So highly recommend them if you got an electronic recliner. That would be good. So we had Mike here from Delmarva Furniture Repair. We had Jorge here from Marcool. And we had Ray here to repair our freezer all this week. So everything's getting back in pretty good shape here, finally. There's the music. How about that? All right, what do we got here? Emery. Emery, you can get in the contest, buddy. We don't mind. We'll get you in there. You tried. Tried to get in, get on the air, but we're late. Got in a little late. So, you got his information, Aaron? Okay. All right, folks. Coming back in a few minutes, but if you have to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe, stay cool. Remember, hug your family, love the Lord. See you in a few minutes.